Bobby Jones is a singer and band leader who was known as the Ed Sullivan of gospel music. If you made it onto his TV show, that could make your career. He retired from his show on the BET network a couple years ago, but he hasn't given up his life's work. Julie Height of member station WPLN has this profile.
Just inside the front door of Bobby Jones's high-ceilinged Nashville home are shelves lined with trophies, medals, and plaques that honor the 79-year-old's contributions to gospel music.
These are just a few of some of the ones that I have left over.
Just a few.
This is the biggest one that I received from the state of Tennessee. That's the governor's award.
Growing up in a rural Tennessee farming community, Jones had no idea that gospel music won people awards. He sang with the church choir, but had grander ambitions and set out for Nashville as soon as he could. There, he taught himself piano and worked his way through college by playing in churches. He became a teacher and got a PhD in education. That's why he's known as Dr. Bobby Jones. But he also put together groups to record.
The Lord will step in on
Eventually, Jones convinced a Nashville TV station to let him launch a gospel show.
I just thought I could do it. I always wanted to, you know, growing up watching Johnny Carson and all those guys.
Jones spent a few years highlighting singers from churches around the region on a shoestring budget, but dreamed of going national. He got his chance in 1980 when he received a call from Robert Johnson, the founder of Black Entertainment Television.
When he spoke to me, he said, "We're starting a cable network." I didn't even know what that was. You know, we didn't have cable in Nashville then. And we'd like to use your show. And I said, "Oh, yeah, that means we're going to be exposed to more people."
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Nashville, Tennessee, Bobby Jones, gospel.
The Sunday morning show became appointment viewing for gospel fans and musicians.
Some people was late for church because they wanted to see the show.
That's Regina McCrary, who sang with Jones off and on for decades until starting a group with her sisters.
It's hard to get dressed and watch TV at the same time when you need to be in the bathroom and you can't do what you need to do because you start watching Dr. Bobby Jones.
You know, I want to go
one day
to a city so bright and bad.
Pastors with tardy congregations may have griped, but gospel record labels saw a chance to get their budding artists in the spotlight. When Yolanda Adams made her first appearance, she was still splitting her time between teaching school and performing.
You had your Soul Trains, you had American Bandstand still, you had all of these other outlets for different genres except for ours.
The exposure Bobby Jones' gospel provided was especially important to cutting-edge artists like Adams, who was blending gospel with smooth jazz and contemporary R&B.
He didn't just give me the platform, he also validated what I was doing.
Lord, I just want say, I love you. You deserve my praise throughout my days.
I really have to thank him for allowing me to just be me on television. He never said, you know, you need to change your look. He never said you need to, you know, calm your jazz stuff down, because no one was doing that at the time.
People all over the country first saw Kirk Franklin merge gospel and hip-hop on TV thanks to Jones.
Every time we would tape shows, we'd have an overabundance of people who wanted to do it, of course. And so on this particular night, this lady had brought him to do the show and had not called to get him on the show. And the show was full. And she says, "Please let him come on. Please let him come on."
Jones relented, and Franklin was a hit, returning many times as his popularity ballooned. Whether they were total newbies, established stars, or gospel elders, Jones welcomed all of his guests with a demeanor that was equally dignified and down-home.
You are a pioneer. When the history of gospel music is written over and over and over, I want to let you know that this lady is certainly a mammoth part of that industry. Praise God for you.
Jones invited Albertina Walker onto the show late in her career, and Regina McCrary was glad to see Walker get the attention she deserved.
She left this earth knowing that she was important and she had a legacy. You know, he brought her on the Bobby Jones Gospel Show, and her career picked back up again.
Despite the show's own legacy, BET announced it was coming to an end in 2015. Fans signed a petition pleading with the network to keep Bobby Jones on the air.
Some people thought they got rid of the show. They didn't get rid of it. I'm the one that retired from it after 35 years. I said, well, I'm getting older now, and I'm going to give somebody else a chance to do that. I've had it for 35 years, and it was just as simple as that. But in the same time, I didn't really want to.
So Jones is doing a weekly radio countdown and produces monthly cable TV shows for the Impact Network. At a recent taping, he primed the audience before the cameras started rolling.
Any shouters in the house?
Yes.
Over here. How about over here? All right, now what I want you to do, I want you to be all churchy churchy today, all right? This is a television show, and I don't want you to sit and just look. So I want you up and clapping up when it's appropriate. This is gospel.
Jones is back to being as hands-on as he was in the early days.
Yeah, this is all volunteer. Me as well. Yes, full circle. And I kind of welcome it because it gives me a chance to go back over what started it.
Which was the drive and poise to get in front of the camera and take gospel music to the world. For NPR News, I'm Julie Hite in Nashville.
From the rising of the sun